Welcome back to Cool Science Radio. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with John Wells. We were just speaking with Charles Graber, who has written The Breakthrough, Immunotherapy and the Race to Cure Cancer. We're now going to play a taped interview that John did at the Future in Review conference with Anonymy Labs. Now, Anonymy Labs gives people control and freedom over their personal and private information as they search, shop, sell, or socialize on the web. Boy, I think that's something we are all going to need in exponential amounts. Here's that interview.
Welcome back to Cool Science Radio. Joining me now, Steve Schillingford, founder and CEO, and Flora Lells, head of communications for a company called Anonymy. Welcome to Cool Science Radio.
Thank you, John.
Tell us about your company.
Yeah, so Anonymy Labs was formed in 2014, a group of sort of ex-cybersecurity folks who worked on the data surveillance, data mining side, and got a little tired of vacuuming up everybody's personal information, and decided to take all that sort of tradecraft and knowledge and apply it to apps that normal everyday consumers can use to control more of their personal information online.
Right. Okay. So you believe, and I got this from your website, that people should be able to determine how, what, and with whom they share any of those details that they have in their life. So it's really sort of taking back control.
Yeah, I think that one of the problems in the current kind of digital world that we all live in is we've been compelled to do things that go against our biological nature. You know, when we meet people, we all have various social circles and filters with which we decide on how to share and when to share with those people, whether we're dating or meeting new business colleagues. But when you're online, you don't get that choice. You're compelled to give up a whole bunch of information. So what we wanted to do is put individuals in charge of that decision in the digital realm and give them more tools that are easy to use, that don't create a lot of friction in those interactions.
So right now, when you go online, your financial and personal information is sort of out there. And what you're talking about, in a way, is firewalling that from when you search, when you shop, when you socialize.
Right.
And so now you're protected.
Yeah, we kind of talk about it as a proxy. And, you know, if you think about a proxy in the legal sense, it's an agent that acts on your behalf.
Right.
And creates a bit of a buffer and a, you know, sort of protective moat between you and another party, whether that's for privacy reasons, safety reasons, there's any number of reasons why you would do that. We wanted to take that same model and just build it into an app that anyone could use without having to know all the sort of underneath technology and cryptography that secures it, but just allows them to kind of have that proxy working on their behalf in multiple different environments, whether that's, you know, you're trying to sell something on Craigslist, whether that's in the dating realm where you're meeting a whole bunch of different new individuals, or whether you're signing up for an app or a service that, you know, you don't necessarily trust because you don't have a lot of experience with it.
Right.
You're shopping for the holidays, and you don't want to get all those new newsletters and offers, you know, for the next 6 months or year. It's just a finite amount of time, you know, that you're getting things done, and you're filling out form fields constantly in order to participate online and execute a transaction. This allows you to choose what those credentials are, check out, and then you can delete that pseudo identity after you've completed, you know, that task.
Yeah, so for an example, when I was looking for an electric bike, and now all these electric bike ads are following me around everywhere I go, and it kind of bugs me. It bugs me because the ads are in the way, but it also, there's something else about it that just, that I feel like I'm not in control.
Right.
And so that's and I'm sure a lot of other people feel it. As a matter of fact, I know there's a lot of other people that feel this way. So the market for this is going to be strong. So you mentioned the word pseudo. Tell us, is that like a virtual you?
It's really you. It's the core of our product, and it's actually what you can personalize and customize. It's an extension of you, John, but you decide what those credentials are. So it includes a customized phone number with an area code that you can choose. It includes an email address, and so that's John Wells. It's not anybody else. It's a real working set of credentials that you can use however you want. As Steve mentioned, whether you're selling something on Craigslist or you're shopping or you're in the dating world or you're using public Wi-Fi, you're downloading a white paper, that's your pseudo to use as you wish, and it can last one day, 1 hour, or you can use it for a year.
It can be transaction-based, or it can be, this is the
long
way it
living.
Is.
Long-living, yep.
So when I give my telephone number and I give my email address, that'll be encrypted to the other side so that they will not see that. Is that correct?
Well, the way to think about it is today you have a mobile number from, let's say, Verizon, and that number actually tracks a whole bunch of history that is collected by Verizon and advertising companies that follows you around. So it's all pinned to John Wells' activity. With a pseudo-identity, you can create a separate phone number that has no attachment to John Wells. You can use that number out with anybody, whether they have our app or not, and do whatever it is you're doing, whether it's signing up for a site, whether it's communicating with maybe, you know, sort of a stranger, and there's kind of zero attribution or connection back to you. So what the value of that is, one, you're not sort of creating more digital exhaust that follows you around. And we live now in a world where the mobile number is more valuable online than your social security number. So you really have to start protecting that. And this is a way to kind of create less kind of exhaust.
You certainly learn that lesson when you get 5 or 6 calls a day and they're using the same exchange.
That's exactly
my
right.
697 exchange from Boston. And I have to look at it to see if it's one of my friends.
Right.
And then I've got to block them.
Yep.
Then I've got to worry about them getting the next number in the sequence and calling me back, which they typically do.
And that's the problem with robocalls today, which is a huge problem, you know, nationwide, is, you know, these are like machine dialing entities. And so blocking one number doesn't prevent you from being called back by the same entity. And
okay.
So in our environment, if that number gets overwhelmed with robocalls, you just delete it, create a new number. It's frictionless. Doesn't cost you anything. Away you go.
I use a 1-password product called Dashlane. Mm-hmm. So when I go, well, not Amazon. Amazon knows me now. But when I go to a new site, it fills in all that sort of stuff. Can I do the pseudo thing and get the 1-password program in on the deal with me?
You can. You can save all your pseudo identity credentials in any password manager that you would like. And that can be, for instance, 1-password uses a concept called vaults. You can have different types of personas identified in things like Dashlane and LastPass and all the password
okay.
managers. And all of those credentials that you generate with pseudo-identity can be saved in those password managers.
Okay. You know, it sounds like this is going to be a David and Goliath struggle with Facebook and the Googles of the world, because they are not going to want your company to succeed. I mean, why would they?
I think initially that is going to be the case. I think what you're seeing is a world pushing back on the overwhelming power that those platforms have today. When one company, I don't care who it is, has 90% share of what everybody in the world thinks, desires, is worried about, you've got an issue there. And so I think that what we're trying to solve for is not kind of going directly at those platforms, but we're trying to say, look, people want to be advertised to. That's not against our philosophy. But they want to control the terms
right.
with which that advertising happens. And that's the balance that we're trying to, you know, shift back to individuals.
Would you like to stay under the radar of Facebook and Google for a while? You don't want too much attention, do you?
Or
it doesn't matter?
I've been pretty public about, I think, the aggregation of power in those platforms is dangerous and needs to be addressed. And so, I don't worry about being under the radar at this point. I think we all have to talk about it. In an era of, you know, fake news and, you know, collusion and influence, I think we've got to be really, really thoughtful about the actions we take to prevent that.
Who do you compete with? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I think it's important to say we're not anti-internet. We're not anti-web.
No, no.
But we're really about giving the control back to the user so they decide. It's as simple as that, you know.
And there are a lot of people that really, you know, I mean, they use the internet as a very powerful tool, but they want to get back some control. So that's what we're talking about. Who do you compete with?
You know, I'm always reluctant to say there are no competitors. There are lots of people doing things like secure messaging. There's certainly a lot of password managers. All the big platforms are trying to provide privacy tools. I haven't seen anybody yet. I worry about it all the time. That is sort of taking the approach of the pseudo-identity as the basic framework for going out there and building, you know, proxies for people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're always vigilant on this, but to date, haven't seen anybody.
Yeah. Well, Tim Berners-Lee, who was originally Netscape, and I think he had something to do. I mean, I think he was the guy for HTML.
He really invented what became the World Wide Web.
Yeah. He just came out with a new company called Inrupt, and the only details I got were take the internet back from Google and Facebook. So I don't know exactly what that means and what their approach is going to be, but so that's probably one company.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're aligned with Tim's approach, which I think we both see the world the same way, which is there's this massive move to decentralize
mm-hmm.
away from kind of these central authorities governing the way we think and feel and act. And I think, you know, I'm very excited about this solution. I think, if nothing else, it's complementary and it's good validation for what we've been doing.
Yeah. You've been able to get some market share. You've got on your website almost 1.3 million pseudos
right.
that have been created
right.
by your clients, your customers.
Right.
And you actually count that and put it on the website, which is kind of cool. A pseudo is that virtual you that you create.
Think of it as a digital proxy.
Digital proxy.
It's you with a different set of characteristics, a different set of credentials that you use at your discretion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you are headquartered
in Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm. and you live in
San Francisco. Yeah,
okay.
So we've got some remote folks scattered about, and
yeah.
we've got a back-end development office down in Australia as well. So.
Oh, good. And right now you reach your customers through the apps.
We're at the App Store. We're going to market with a very large partner later this year,
mm-hmm.
and they control 50 million plus users, so we're very excited about that partnership, and you know, we're going to continue to look for others.
Okay, and you're privately held?
We are.
Okay. Are you venture capital based?
We have no venture capital based. It's you know, individuals like myself and others writing checks.
What would you like to see happen in the future in that area? Acquisition, public, or just grow the company and have some fun?
I am always talking about I want a world where there are a billion pseudo identities floating around. And I figure on that path, great things happen. And I never think about an outcome or an event. I always look at building real value around the business. Everything else takes care of itself.
Anonymy Labs is the company. Thank you for joining us on Cool Science Radio.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.